Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Six Man Radio. Let's go. Day One Production. Let's go. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday. PD Radio.
Hello, XOXO.
you are where you need to be, right here live with PD Radio. We are your hosts, Miss PD and Black, and tonight we are bringing you another great night of music and our witty banner, of course, as we kick off the show with that back in the day joint by Sybil, Don't Make Me Over, to get you up out of your seat. I know I was over here getting it in. What's up, Black? What you got cooking over there in the lab tonight? You digging that song?
I always got some music on standby. That's how I get down. And I just want to, you know, just invite everybody to the best 2 hours of the week right here. This is Super Tuesdays, how we get it in on PD Radio. So make sure y'all keep it coming.
Right.
We are going all the way live up until, you know, holiday season. So get your fix
while
you can, baby. Get your fix while you can.
That's right. You need us. You're going to start trembling if you don't tune in Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 with PD Radio. This is where it is. We're going to have y'all addicted like crack. Right, Black?
Yeah.
Oh, that rhymes. Addicted like crack. Right, Black?
Yeah, you.
I'm so corny.
Go back to the writing room on that one, but I give you
Shut
that.
Shut up. Shut up. I am so corny. We want to tell you guys to call us up tonight. Call us up. Get on the phone lines. Chat with us about whatever you want. 646-478-3599. Just call us up and say hi. Call us up about any violations you may have. You want some relationship advice from Black? Call them up.
That's right.
You
get
great
it out
advice,
tonight.
Y'all.
That's
Are you
right.
giving it out? You ain't scared?
Hey.
You ain't
you
never
scared. Question, I'm just going to tell you the truth. That's how we're going to get down
I'm trying to tell you. Me too. We're going to give you that straight up, all the way live, truth to the bone advice. That's how we do here. So, Black, you feeling good tonight?
Feeling extra good. I'm ready.
Extra
you know
good?
That?
That's a new one. Extra good.
That's
all right,
extra
then.
Good. What about you, Miss PD?
I'm here. I'm here. That says it all.
Oh, you're here. That's not that vibe I'm looking for.
Well,
I'm
always good. When I'm on PD Radio, I'm always good. Now, what happens before and after PD Radio, you know, that's a whole other story. But while I'm here, I'm lovely. I'm lovely. This is what I love. So I think I just want to kick off tonight's show doing my famous celebrity birthdays. Think it's time to get into that. You know, you got to get a celebrity some love. So let's get a celebrity some love and shout out their birthdays. So we're going to kick it off, the celebrity birthdays this week, with former Cosby Kid and That's So Raven star, Raven Simone, 27 years old. Actress, comedian Monique, 45. Famous Jackson sibling, Jermaine Jackson, 58. Sexy CSI star Gary Jordan, 46. We love him. MC and actor Mos Def, 39. Longtime host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker, 88. Yeah. Singer and cousin to, rest in peace, Whitney Houston, Miss Dionne Warwick, is 71 this week. My girl, singer Sheila E., whose hit song was Glamorous Life. She also played in the movie Crush Groove. I want to see that now. She's 54 years old this week.
Yeah, that's classic.
Yeah, that was my girl. I loved her. Actress Regina Hall of Scary Movie and Love and Basketball is 41. America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift, 22. Actor Dick Van Dyke, 86. Ooh, these people getting up there.
He's still kicking, huh?
He's still kicking. Comedian, actor, singer. Comedian, actor, and singer, I should say. Jamie Foxx is 44. Real Housewives of Atlanta and star of The New Normal, NeNe Leakes, is also 44. Don Johnson of Miami Vice fame. Remember him, Black?
Oh,
Miami
yeah.
Vice? He's 62 years old this week. Rapper Flo Rida is 32. Benjamin Bratt of Law & Order, is 48. And last but not least, Mike McCary, A Voice to Men, he's 40 years old this week. So just want to say happy birthday to you guys.
Kicked it in the overdrive for him.
Happy birthday.
Right. 1 year older, baby.
That's right.
1 year
older. I got a birthday
older.
Coming up in April. I'm throwing a big bash for myself.
You gonna keep that one for yourself?
I say I'm gonna throw a big bash for myself. I'm gonna beat you black.
Hey, that'll work. What you want for your birthday, Miss PD? What's on your list?
Uh-oh, Mr. Black, you gonna get me something for my birthday? Uh-oh.
Nah, not really, but I just wanted to know.
Let me see. I want everything I want. That's what my son used to say. Be like, what you want for your birthday? I want everything I want.
That leaves everything open. See, that's not even cool.
Can't go wrong with jewelry, though. Some cute little earrings, some studs.
A little something, something.
I don't like it too crazy. Yeah. I ain't too flashy with it. I'm real subtle. You got a birthday coming in April, too. What you want for your birthday? I could hook you
I'm
up.
I'm going to Vegas.
Oh, uh-oh.
That's right.
You going to Vegas?
Sin City.
You taking doing that it trip. Like that, huh?
Yeah, I got to see the bright lights. Fellas,
yeah,
hit me up, man. Call in. We're going to make this a trip to remember.
You guys
going
to have a guy's trip to Vegas with Black. Call us up, 646-478-3599. And do the Vegas experience. I guess everybody has to do it once. So
yeah, you gotta see at least once.
That's right.
Hey, so Jamie Foxx just turned what, 40, you said?
44. He has a movie coming out too. Yeah. What's the name of that movie he's doing, Black, that's coming out? It has a crazy name. Oh, my goodness.
I need a new hairline. That's his new flick.
Stop.
I'm serious. The brother, hey, I just got to go in on the brother
alone.
Real quick. He just did Saturday Night Live or something. And I saw a picture online. I'm like, dude, man, how you got mad coin and your hairline always jacked up? Come on, bruh. Come on,
what's wrong
brother?
With his hairline? I didn't see it.
Hey, come on now.
Is it moving away from his forehead?
Every movie,
what?
I don't know what's going on. He got that Wesley Snipes.
Is it receding? I'm trying to understand what you mean. What's wrong with the hairline?
I'm going to post a picture on my Facebook. I'm just saying that the edge is just too crazy. They just need to, calm down on the man a little bit.
Oh, man.
That's all. I just had to put that out there. Too much
Well, you
done
put it out there.
Yeah.
He might call up next week, though, and get you on the air, though, Black. You know how when you put something out there, sometimes these celebrity member pops called up and got with us.
Jamie Foxx don't want none
Eddie
of this.
Eddie Kane. Remember Eddie Kane called us up? I don't know. You better chill, Black.
You don't want none of this.
Let me find out. He going to call up next week and dig in that ass.
Don't want none.
You don't want none? You ain't scared?
Hold him down. Give him a real cut. Yeah.
I'm going to send him to my brother's barbershop. Hook him up. Nice.
Yeah, you need to do something like that.
Yeah, you need to do something like that. Well, I think we have a caller on the line, Black. Let's bring him in and see what's going on with him.
Early in the show, what's going on? It's PD Radio.
Gotta
what's your name? Where you calling from? Hello.
Is it me?
PD Radio.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Jasmine.
This is Jasmine. Hi,
what's going
Jasmine.
On, Jasmine?
What's up? How I know you're not
Jasmine?
Talking about my future husband. Cut it out.
Who?
Jamie?
Yes. Like, stop
come on. You in denial. That's all that is.
Jasmine, that's your baby future baby daddy.
Yes.
Hey, I need people to call up and verify Jamie Foxx's hairline up in here. Somebody call up.
You know my boo's hairline. Stop it.
Right, right now, Jasmine, if you claiming him, you got to make sure the hairline is straight. If you going to be his woman.
I mean, you know, I told
you know
him.
Come on.
I
hey,
told
be,
him.
Be honest,
you told
him.
You know what?
Wait, Black, she said she had told him.
Men don't
but you
listen.
Had...
That's what it is.
Oh, they never
think
listen.
They know everything. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Especially my co-host, Black. He thinks
exactly.
He know everything.
He be saying
I
mean,
like,
all
chill,
the time.
Black.
You know what I mean? Right?
Why can't
you
chill? Ain't nobody got
you heard what Jasmine
it.
Said? Y'all think y'all know everything.
Exactly.
See. I'm loving that you're on the line, Jasmine, because, you know, you can side with me because the men be trying to gang up on me, see? And I'm not having that tonight.
And you know what? I want to apologize to you because I've been, you know, doing a lot of other different things. So I haven't been able to listen to the show.
That's
so,
all right.
You know, I'm like, I'm about to come on tonight and get it popping. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh. I know that's right. Uh-uh. No apologies. I'm busy myself. I know how it is. It's hard to get in everything you want to do. But you're here
exactly.
Tonight. That's all that matters. So what's going on with you? What you got popping over there, Miss Jasmine?
Oh, my
God. Why don't you tell everybody about your show? Miss Jasmine is also a host on Six Man Radio. Tell them about your show, Jazz, what it's all about, when it comes on, what time.
Oh. So my show is Wednesday night. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
From 9 until 11 p.m. Y'all, we be talking about
that's
all
right.
Kinds of stuff. Sex.
They do, y'all. They get it in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get it in, definitely.
Yeah.
And I just
y'all
actually
definitely get it in.
Co-hosting another show on 104.5 in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
What?
So I'm super excited about that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that is excellent.
So, you know.
You go, Jazz. When did you start
I'm
that?
To get in. I started.
That's right. Give it up
last
to
Jazz. Night.
So soul clap.
Yeah, I started last night, and it's Monday through Saturday from 12 midnight till 6 in the morning, so. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Respect to you. I love that. That's right, Jazz. Get it in all day. I think we have another call on the line. Let's bring them in real quick.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Man, this bad seed, man, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage,
oh,
a.k.a.
Man.
Larry J. Blige, a.k.a. Rocky Dennis. Out this motherfucker.
What's up?
Flux poppin', PD Radio, Flux poppin'.
We got
good,
the
y'all?
Boss, a six-man radio, bad seat on the line.
Now,
whoa.
Before you go, you got to verify Jamie Foxx's hairline real quick.
Don't talk about my boo.
Come on, C. Come on now.
What happened?
Jasmine mad at us,
C,
because we talking about
cuts.
Jamie.
What about Jamie? What happened? What's up
you know
with Jamie?
That man hairline be a little crazy sometime, man. You know.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie Foxx's hairline is very nostalgic.
Oh, my God.
It's very nostalgic. Because his hairline
makes you go
y'all
way back.
Y'all finna Jasmine, stop it.
I'm a finna. You know what I mean?
But, yo, can I tell you something? I don't fuck with Jamie Foxx, yo. I don't fuck with Jamie Foxx. Like listen, I'm gonna tell you why. He's a funny dude.
Don't know why you mad, son?
I ain't mad. I just don't fuck with fuckboy. I don't fuck with fuckboy.
Oh.
Listen. Dude is funny, very talented.
Mm-hmm.
He's a dope actor. You know, the singing, yeah, he get busy a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. I seen an interview where this nigga Jamie Foxx was talking, and he was like, yo, I don't know why y'all chicks is out there trying to fuck with niggas who go to work every day and do this, that, and the third. You're playing yourself. You might as well just fuck with a rich nigga, just period. Just do what you got to do to fuck with a rich nigga. And I'm thinking, I'm like, brother, you grew up in Tyler, Texas, fucked up, just like, hey, by yo, you rich for the Oscar. Stop acting like you this, that, and the third now. Fuck you, Jamie Foxx. Fuck you.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm from the hood, nigga. And if I ever bloom, word up, you don't tell people that. You don't tell. You crazy, man. You don't forgot where you came from. So just so, fuck Jamie Foxx.
Six Man Radio.
Don't let me find the footage, because I will get it.
Six Man Radio.
You know what I'm saying? We had every Saturday. Wait, hold on. We had every Saturday, 7:30 to 9:30. Check us out, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's the best
in adult contemporary hip hop. Adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sex, that R&B's it. You know what I'm saying? You know the shit that if you put on right now, your son will be like, damn, mom, why you playing that old shit? That shit. That's what we play, man. The good shit.
That real music.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Word up. You ain't going to hear no
snap
your fingers. Do you stand? And you
oh,
can
no.
Do it all by yourself.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to hear that.
Lodge
I'm not going to hear
in
that.
The building.
God damn it. Shout to Pacquiao, man. You know, I would tweet him, but
oh,
the next time tweet.
Nah,
so, you know, shout to him.
OMG. See, he is off the hook tonight.
He is. Yeah, why was he planking, man? He was just.
Yo, that nigga was, I be planking. That's what I be doing. Yo, and yo,
that's what I be doing.
It was fucked up. And yo, why his mom talk about, yo, this is religion. He got knocked out because it was religion.
OMG.
Man.
What?
Yeah, he said, his mom, I swear to God, his mom was like, yo, she did an interview. She said, listen, he need to come back to being a Catholic because that nigga switched to being a Protestant, and that's why he got knocked out. Wow, mom. Thanks, mom.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here,
wow.
Mom.
Nobody got time for that.
Fuck mom. Fuck mom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Mm-mm.
Come on, man.
That's
so, all right. I'm going to chill. I just wanted to pop in real quick and stay with us. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all. Love y'all, all of y'all, all three of y'all niggas, man. I love y'all stinking
ass. That's
answers, right. Word up.
Well, we got to stink, though. I know.
Come on, man.
Right?
That's because we keep it funky. We keep it funky.
That's right.
Show them, Jasmine, we ladies.
Exactly.
We keep it so
I'm
real
not
good.
Gonna start on ja- I'm not going to start on Jasmine. I'm not going to start on Jasmine.
Get her.
No.
Be good. Love y'all, man. Peace.
All right. Thanks for calling in,
Steve. Right, no doubt.
OMG. How y'all gonna let him embarrass me like that? Y'all,
he went
y'all
in on you, Jazz.
I know. Y'all try
that's
y'all
all love right
my
there.
Bag. You know what I mean? That's fucked up.
I feel
now,
like your voice is so cute and
show.
Sweet, though, Jazz. We got to get you.
Yeah,
so it's Jasmine.
Whatever.
OMG.
Oh, goodness.
I'm
wow.
Done
with y'all. I am
oh,
so
you
done
love
with
it,
y'all.
Jazz.
Like, we not cool no more. Like,
we love our jazzy jazz. Come on now.
Nothing.
Okay,
so y'all want to hear something funny?
Yeah, what's up?
So I was talking to my therapist, right? Because you know I got issues, you know what I mean?
I'm
not afraid to admit, you know what I mean? I have issues, relationships.
We all got
you
issues.
Know,
what's
whatever. So this one guy, you know, we were talking, and I was like, yo, you know, we always argue back and forth. We just be play fighting and stuff. I was, of course, mm-hmm. talking junk as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got a little sensitive. So I was like, why you acting mm-hmm. like you on your period? You know what I mean? Like, what's up?
Wow.
Well, apparently, I shouldn't have said that because he got mad and hung up on me. You know
Ooh,
what I mean? But I was just
he
like,
been
I
on his period.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I was just putting it out there for real. And he got a little upset. And so now we never talking again. I told him, if you hang up on me, I will never speak to you. We will not be friends. Like, you know, it's over. And he hung up on me. And my therapist was like, you know, you need to think about what you say before you say it to people, especially men, you know. I was just like, y'all need to man fuck up and stop acting like a bunch of bitches. Like,
that's true.
Really.
I mean, at the end of the day, you got to speak your mind. And as long as you're not doing it in a mean way, I mean, you have to speak your mind, say what it is, how it is. And if it takes that little bit to make him not want to speak to you, later for him. He ain't worth it anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So all you did was just weed him out early. That's all. So who cares? Bye-bye.
But you know,
I can't even
my world was spinning. You tell him, Jazz, my world was spinning before you got here, and it's going to continue spinning after you're gone. So
my whole issue was that, am I being insensitive? You know what I mean?
See, now that's why I can't comment, because we don't know what you said.
Well, I told him to stop acting like he on his period.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
But see, a man wouldn't be sulking over a comment like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, so he clearly has some issues, or maybe other people has been putting him down, and maybe that was just the straw that broke the camel's back. Who knows? But, I mean, if you say that to a real true man, he would be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, he's not going to even stress that. He's not going to catch no attitude, or he'd be like, you stupid. You shot out. Get out of my face.
We got test temperature now, fellas. If you list the call up, chime in. If you know,
exactly.
Having
if
a conversation
Jazz makes
with your girl,
that's the topic of the night.
And you get a little sensitive, and your woman say, "Are you on your
like,
period?
You know, are you on
How
your
you
period? You know what I mean?"
It's Jasmine of Tell All Radio that comes on every Wednesday night from 9 to 11 on Six Man Radio. Is she too sensitive, y'all? Call us up and let us know. We're doing a survey right now on Jasmine.
I try to be sensitive, but at some point you got to be like, look, you need to man up and stop acting like a little
pretty
punk.
Much.
You know what I mean? And just
and it's nothing
it
worse
go.
Than a man who act like a little punk. It's like,
oh my God,
turn off. For me, it's a turn off majorly. Like,
here's
I'm just
the,
looking at you
problem,
like
though.
Disgusted.
Yeah.
Y'all going in, but when you start having conversations like that with people, and you always going tit for tat, at some point somebody going to catch feelings over whatever's over a comment.
Yeah, but my thing would be like, you don't just automatically, you know, we going back and forth playing, and then you automatically get pissed off. There was something prior to us talking that upset you, and if that's the case, be a man and be like, you know what, babe, I'm just not in the mood for that right now. I had a bad day.
Exactly.
Okay,
right.
Cool. But you just don't snap on me, you know what I mean? I'm just like, okay, you snap, I'm going to snap back, and then it's just going to be over.
Right.
I just don't have time.
I don't either.
I really
I'm
don't.
I'm too old.
All the details.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly.
That's right.
Where is my background? We supposed to...
Oh,
be,
well, she done called
ready.
You out, Black.
You know what I mean? Black, you slipping.
You have been called out. You slipping, Black. See, he getting caught up in the conversation. He can't multitask.
Exactly.
Apparently. Yes, we're the background music, Black.
I mean, you know what I mean? Not even the background music, but you know that little thing. Y'all be like, you ain't got time for that. You know what?
You know what?
You wanted that right on the spot.
Never mind. It's over.
She been, never mind. She had to tell you. So never mind.
It's okay.
Well, Jasmine, from listening to, I believe it was your last show, your interview, I heard that you're a singer. Is this correct?
I am.
You
say
are?
Yes, I am.
I wonder if we could just put you on the spot and sing a little something.
Okay.
to hear you sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I'm going to get her.
Sexual chocolate.
See, why y'all messing up? Why y'all messing up? You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
I want to thank everybody who supports me. You know what I mean? My family.
Wow.
The people who love me, you know, because without y'all,
the people who hate you, they motivate you.
Exactly. Exactly. I love y'all.
Oh, man. Are you tearing up over there? Got some Kleenex?
Hold on.
We're going to give you a moment to collect yourself. Okay, you good? While you bust out the Marilyn Monroe version, she's like, happy birthday.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I was trying to do it old.
All right, Jazz.
You know what I'm saying?
No, seriously, Jazz. Come on. Give me a couple lines.
No. Oh, no.
Jazz, come on.
Maybe next time. I got you.
I'm going to teach you.
Not today. No. You know I've been sick and stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Under the weather. Y'all don't want to hear me right now. Y'all be like, oh, my gosh, you need to shut the hell up. Like, no, I'm not going to embarrass myself. Not going to happen. But I got y'all.
Well, I think
I got
you got us.
I got y'all.
All right, I'm going to have to interview you on the show.
Exactly. I'm going to come on with my music. Y'all going to be like, oh, shit. Oh, Jasmine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jasmine.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
We about to do a creative spotlight on Jazz. You better,
we gonna work
you better
that
get
out.
It together.
I mean,
get
I got
together.
Y'all. You know what I mean? We'll work something out, and I will make you on the show. It will be Jasmine's hour.
Uh-oh. Okay. I like that. I like that. Well, we're going to go into some music right now, get the people moving, you know, get them happy and up on, Jazz is saying, Jazz, what are you doing that?
I'm music now.
I'm ready because I'm dancing already. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting warmed up.
Okay.
Let's do this.
We about to hit y'all. You can stay on the line, Jazz, or you can call back if you like, but we about to get into some music right now. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Yeah. Oh. I'm glad this week is over. I need to get away. Go home and throw my clothes on. Come get you right away. Can't
Radio.
Yeah, 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 PD Radio. You're going to make me love somebody else. Hot song right there. That's the anthem for everybody who's been cheated on.
Oh, that's it?
You've been cheated on. That's your anthem. You gonna make me love somebody else. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Anybody ever made you feel like that, Black? Like you was just going to step down and say.
Yeah, I think we've all had
get
those
true,
moments.
Get true.
You know, somebody break your spirits.
Uh-uh. We still got Jazz on the line. Jasmine. Alright, I guess she's not there.
Uh-oh. Must be gone.
Must be gone.
That's right.
That's right.
What's on your mind, Miss Diddy?
Let me get into some stuff that, you know, been seeing in the news this week. Black, something very sad that happened, actually, which started out as a joke with the prank. You hear about the prank that was pulled on the Duchess, Kate Middleton? You heard about that? How the DJ, the radio
that.
DJ.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, the radio, she was in the hospital with a case of morning sickness because she's pregnant. It's been reported that she is pregnant. So she was in the hospital with a case of morning sickness. Now, I never known anybody to get hospitalized for morning sickness, but that's a whole other thing. So anyway, she was in the hospital. Stop. She's a little wafer. But, yeah, she was in the hospital for that, and some radio DJs decided to call up and play a prank, acting like, you know, they were the queen, and they wanted to know how Kate was doing. So they called her to the hospital, pretending to be the queen or whatever, and
right.
It worked, because they actually got put through to her nurse, and, you know, her nurse was given information on how Kate was doing.
Okay.
So... You know, and they played it on the air and everything. And, you know, come to find, they found out later it was a prank. The hospital was outraged over it. But the nurse who was on the line who gave the information on Kate Middleton,
yeah.
I guess she felt so disgraced, she committed suicide.
What? That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it makes
she
sense.
Committed
okay.
Suicide.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to understand the whole the depth of that, because I understand it was a prank, and I understand she should have, you know, maybe have known better and
right,
not
right.
given out the information. I understand that. But to kill yourself over it, you know?
Yeah, people,
I'm wondering if something else, I mean, was something else going on with her? And... that was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't know, but that's a pretty weak mind. You know what I mean? No disrespect to her, her family, none at all. I don't understand how
yeah.
it got to that extreme, you know? I know she felt bad. You know, she thought she was doing the right thing. She thought she was talking to the queen. Okay, we get that. You messed up. You messed up. It's okay. It's like... why did you have to kill yourself over it? Like, oh, man. Well, the radio station, from the DJs who played the prank, they are going to be paying $525,000 to a memorial fund in the name of the nurse who killed herself. I'm just, that story messed me up. Like,
that's it? No jail time? No.
And they showed them. I saw them on TV. But when it first happened, they talked to the DJs. I saw the interview, and they were like, you know, oh, it was a joke. We didn't really think they was going to put us through, yada, yada, yada. They was laughing and playing it off, right?
Right.
And people were upset. They felt like, you know, you guys could have got this nurse in trouble. She could have lost her job, yada, yada, yada. But they didn't seem to have any remorse about it. And now after this nurse has killed herself, they talked to them again. It was a male and a female DJ. The female, when she apologized, and she said, you know, if that prank played any part in her suicide, you know, she was like, I have to live with that for the rest of my life, you know, yada, yada. And she seemed really sincere. She was
so
even
how
crying
know that was part
in her
of
apology.
Why the lady killed herself?
But the man, he didn't seem remorseful at all. They don't know. But she killed herself right after. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe
so
it's such
taking
a huge
fall, but
thing
no one really
she...
knows if.
That's true. But she
you know
is
I mean?
The nurse
like...
that gave the information. I mean, you got to look at it that way. That's why I said you wonder if something else was going on with her. And maybe that just really sent her over the edge. We don't know. But obviously something sent her over the edge, and that's the last thing that happened before she committed suicide.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, all right. Well, I'm saying, I know a lot of people are thinking, okay, but that's not proof that it was their fault. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's like me going to work and then my boss, you know, pissing me off and then
well, I don't think
I
they
go
mean
home and...
they...
You know what I mean?
I don't
like,
think
I don't
they
know.
Mean it in that sense, but they feel like, you know, because of this, you know, prank,
right.
She was so distressed over it that she decided to take her life. So that's what they're saying is like...
Well, okay, so that's the only conclusion that they can come up with, basically. That's what it sounds like. Like, she didn't leave a note or nothing
you
like that.
You're going way too deep with it, Black. This woman gave information on the Duchess. She was in a hospital. She already
oh,
was under heat for that, right? She's already under heat from that because she gave out information when she should not have. So that was one thing. And now she turns around and commits suicide.
Mm.
I mean, after this happened, like, what other conclusion can you come to? That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, there could have been other things going on in her life. She could have been depressed. Nobody knows. But the bottom line is this last thing obviously set her over the edge. It may have been other things going on in her life. No, we don't know that. Of course we don't know that.
Definitely got to be something going on.
The result is after this happened, that's when she decided. So if other things were going on in her life, she didn't kill herself after those things. She killed herself after
this. You know what else is crazy,
this.
Too? Other people hold their country in such a high regard in how they handle what goes on with their
that's what I'm saying.
Their country.
Right. She
it's
felt
totally
so
different in America.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. She probably felt like she had no honor now. She disgraced the Duchess. You know what I mean? She disgraced the royal family. I'm telling you, that's how she was probably thinking.
I know.
Like everybody's going to, you know, look at me wrong, and, you know, she probably felt like, I don't know. I still think it was to the extreme, but we don't know. She had mental issues. We don't know. But that was the last thing that set her over the edge. But nonetheless, it's sad.
Right.
It's sad. Another sad story happened is your boys. The Dallas Cowboys, one of the players died, Jerry Brown.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. What do you think about that? And another teammate was charged with intoxication manslaughter?
I think, see, now here's the bad part about the whole situation. The NFL has this thing in place where no matter what time it is, no matter what time of the day it is, 365 days a year, you can contact a service that will drive you home or take you to a place. If you're under influence or whatever the case is, they will take you from point A to point B, make sure you're all good and you can home safe. So for something like this to go down, you know, it's ridiculous. It should never happen. So, you know, I hope, you know, the guy, from my understanding, he also had a DWI or a DUI, I think when he was in college too, so some time ago. So
yeah.
This isn't the first time.
That.
So they just had a memorial.
Mhm. Yeah, they had a memorial today, actually.
Right.
Yeah,
he showed up too so.
In Dallas. Yeah. But his funeral is going to either be Friday or Saturday, I believe, in St. Louis. And they said that Dallas team is not expected to be there in St. Louis for that funeral because they had their own private memorial service today. That's sad. I know, and it's sad on both families because, you know, even a guy who, you know, who's been charged for it, you know, he has to live with that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably not a bad guy.
You know?
He just,
yeah.
Know.
But you know, you're living that life, you out there, you know, you out there doing your thing or whatever, and you just feel like you're invincible, I think. You know? So, I mean, if they have a service that you can call 24/7, like, you're right, there's no
24/7.
You know,
I mean, one of the things
everyday
you're talking
folk,
about
which we wish we had that.
And right,
another
exactly.
thing, somebody, another good point somebody made, they said what for like the NFL, NBA, any sports, period, they were saying how when they commit these acts like that, it should be a stiffer penalty. They said if you slap them with a $500 fine the first time it happens, it's going to happen again because they feel like, oh, that's nothing for me. I'll pay that little fine to keep on about my business. They said the way to hurt a player and to really get to them, it should be an automatic 3-game suspension from the first time it happens.
Yeah, that'll definitely put some coin out their pocket. But I think, you know, I think it needs to happen across the board. I mean, forget just, you know, athletes. They're kind of like a minority when you look at it a little bit. I mean, you got to look at all the crashes that happen, on a daily basis. It's ridiculous. People think, you know, driving behind a it's crazy. You know, the first thing you do when you're 17 or whatever, you want your license. All you want to do is drive. You know, you got people texting and all this other stuff. It's just crazy.
Well, you know, I know a doctor personally that has been involved in a car accident that killed another person.
Really?
And he got a fine. He got a fine. No jail time, no nothing. He got a fine. Even though he took someone's life. Drunk driving.
No jail time at all.
I know this doctor.
See? Ridiculous.
Yes. Yes. And that was it. And you know what? He got called again for drunk driving after that.
See?
But see, when you have a certain status, you know, you don't go by the same rules. Because there's no way, doctor or no doctor, should he not have done some jail time because he was drunk driving. He should have done some jail time, you know what I mean, community service, all of that.
Right.
Nothing but a fine. He should have lost his medical license, everything. Because it wasn't just some freak accident, you know what I mean? He was drunk driving. He took someone's life. He shouldn't even be practicing right now.
See, if I'm not mistaken, I think another football player, I think Dante Stallworth, was also, I think he got 30 days or something like that. It was something ridiculous. And, you know, fines, community service, couldn't drive and all this stuff. To me, that's not enough.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You know, you driving reckless or whatever the case is, you take somebody's life doing something
right.
stupid, you know. And it's like, it seems like only in entertainment business or, you know, sports athletics where you can do something so horrific, claim you do your time or do your time, and then you can get right back in that same business. If a regular
right.
person do that, you're done. You know
That's
what I mean?
True.
It's going to be almost impossible for you to get a job.
Right.
So, I mean, crazy.
I know. Different sets of rules for different people.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. But, you know, let's lighten the mood a little bit. And I want to talk about something that I saw that I thought was really, really, it really touched my heart. As corny as it may sound, it really touched my heart. In Oklahoma, there's a secret Santa in Oklahoma that paid off. 30 the Walmart layaways for
like,
53
you know how far
families.
You can go if you could only believe
really?
Me.
Yes.
Yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
Crazy, right? He
yeah,
paid
that
off
is crazy.
53 layaways for families in Oklahoma, and the total came out to $10,000.
10 grand?
These families were going in to pay off their, you know, their layaway for Christmas, and they were being told,
right.
oh, it's been taken care of.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I wish I could go, you know, I wish I could go online and pay my bills 1 month, you know, and I just see zero balance. Oh, it's been paid for. I'd be like, oh. I would love to have that happen. At least once.
You never know.
You know. Never know. You could be my secret Santa. Black. I won't tell nobody.
I'll set that up for you. Don't worry, I got you.
You can hook me up. All right. I like it. You want to hear something else crazy? Huh?
I can be your Superman lover.
Oh, my. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh, you gonna have tongues to wagging now. No, I'm good. I'm good. That's your song right there? Okay.
Right.
Well, listen to this. This is really retarded. There was some women who had dinner, right, at a sports lounge in Stockton, California. This happened last week. They were shocked when they received their bill. On their bill, on a receipt, it says fat girls.
What?
Fat girls is written on their receipt. Yes.
People are getting
now,
out.
Now, one of the diners, Christina Duran, she said, after I got the bill, I was like, why does my receipt say fat girls on it? She
right.
was telling her friends. They thought she was joking until she showed them the bill. So the women questioned their server, who denied any involvement and said that another colleague named Jeff, which was actually the name listed on the receipt, must have been the one who entered fat girls into the system to have it print out on the receipt. The offended diners then asked to speak to a manager. Although the manager apologized, his first instinct was to offer the women 25% off their check. After protesting from the women, he said he reduced the bill in half. After paying the bill, the three women left, but Christina took a picture of her receipt so that others could see it, and the story
right.
has kind of spread all over through the social media. And people were taking sides. Some people thought, you know, the guy should have been fired, and other people were saying, this is ridiculous, there's no need to fire him over that. And I actually saw the picture. She showed the picture of her receipt.
Right.
And sure enough, it says fat girls on it. And apparently this has happened before, because when I was researching it in 2009, this happened to an overweight black fat woman.
Same spot?
In 2009. She went to go pick up a different place. She went to go pick up her order. They handed her receipt, and on their receipt, it said, it was written on there. It says big, fat, and then at the bottom it says black woman.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
And people say they don't need to be fired?
Yeah. People were saying, you know, they were taking sides on it. And some people were saying, you know, she's being too insensitive, and why would you fire them over that? Like,
crazy. Tell you
like,
I fired her ass.
What did that have to do with anything? Okay, here's the thing. You know they have the computer systems now with everything. So when they're, you know, doing your receipt, they're entering in the information. So somebody sat there and entered in, you know, fat girls on their receipt, and it printed out. Like, why would you do, like, what does that have to do with anything? What does it have to do with anything? What was the purpose of putting that on here? And then on top of that, you hand it to her? Oh, I guess she's going to be so stupid enough not to look at it and realize you wrote fat girls on there.
Well, you know
people
what, though?
Are, people
why
are
would we expect anything
hook.
Different out of this country? Seriously. Why would we expect
yeah.
people to rise above stuff like that? This country is built on being a bully. You know what I'm saying? So why would we expect
mm-hmm.
for people who work in jobs that they definitely don't care about to care about their customers? If I was the manager,
I mean,
I'm cleaning the house. Get that.
He don't even have to care about the customers. But that was just blatant. Like, there was no need for that. That was just hateful, period.
Right.
And because it was so blatant and hateful, you know, it's not like he was a waiter who was having a bad day walking around with an attitude. There's no excuse for that either. But this man just blatantly, you know, wrote this like, fuck you, I don't care, you're a fat girl, I'm writing this on a receipt, take it and pay your bill.
Right.
Like, it's so blatant, like, you shouldn't even be working there. No, if there's a fuss about it. No probation, no dock and pay, just fire. Goodbye. And like the one girl said, she said, what they don't realize is, it's my money that's helped paying their salary. So why would you try to disgrace me? Because I won't come back here, and I'll tell anybody I know not to come back here. Which is true. Like, think people, come on now. That was so rude.
But you know
what,
though? That's how the company is ran.
That was
of course, nothing's going to happen. You know what I mean? Nothing's going to happen. That's why when Bill O'Reilly was going off of them tangents and stuff like that on Fox, nothing happened. Because that's the way the company is ran anyway from the top. So, crazy.
You know, like I said before, I don't understand it because I didn't grow up that way. I was, brought up to believe right is right, wrong is wrong, no matter who it is. Like, I don't take up for you just because, I mean, to a point, but I'm just saying, if you dead wrong, I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, you ain't doing nothing wrong, you know, you should keep your job, it was an honest mistake or nothing. Like, no, you got to go. Goodbye. That's just how I am in my life. So when I see other people not be like that, I just kind of look like I truly don't understand what goes through their head. I truly don't.
Right.
I don't know how any employer, manager, whoever you are, could have took that and just said, okay, we're sorry. We'll talk to him. There's nothing to talk
again.
About. There's nothing to talk about. Goodbye. How would you feel if that was your mother, if your mother was in there and she was eating and somebody said, old, white, wrinkled, white lady? How would you feel about that? All right, enough about that, I guess.
I'm with you.
I just don't understand the level of disrespect.
I'm definitely with you. That's all I can tell you. Yes, would be out in the cold.
Bye-bye. He'd be shivering. Bye-bye.
Hell yeah. Bye-bye like a mug.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Got another call on the
so
line?
Black. I want to tell you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The last, Hostess, went bankrupt, going out of business. The last shipment of Hostess Twinkies was sent to Chicago supermarkets today. Chicago is getting the last of the Hostess Twinkies, so if you're living in Chicago, y'all better snatch them up. They're going for $3.59 for a box of 10.
They don't even taste the same.
Big up to Chicago for, huh?
So they don't even taste the same.
Shut up, Black.
Tell
Bring
that.
A caller in. Bring a caller in.
PD Radio, Twinkies don't taste the same.
Hello?
Who we got on the line? Hello?
What are you guys talking about? I thought you were talking about the fat girl.
Who's on the line?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Monique Brown, and I think you guys are the cutest couple in the world.
What couple? Who's a couple?
Oh, you guys aren't a couple? I thought you guys were a couple. The way you flirt on the radio is cute.
Well, we got to flirt. It's fun. We like to keep the people guessing. What's up, Monique? How are you, beautiful?
How are you doing?
We're good. You like how we switched that up on you?
Huh?
So I said, you like how we switched that up on you?
Yeah, I thought it was a secret for a minute.
It is.
Now, look, we got two questions for you.
Monique, so we were talking about the girls who had, they went out to eat and they got their receipt, and on the receipt it was written, fat girls on it. You have any comments on that? What do you think about that?
I think it's hilarious.
You think it's hilarious?
I do. I think people take things seriously. seriously. I think they take it too seriously. I would have laughed at it.
Monique, that was rude. Look, I'm all for laughing stuff off, but come on, that's
rude. She's laughing because it ain't happened to her. That's why.
I know. That's because she's small and petite and so adorable. She don't know.
I think if I was at the table and one of my friends got the bill and it said fat girls on it, I would crack up.
Nah, if you went in there yourself and they said,
oh, man.
And on
the
back of it it said ugly moon cricket, you would have a fit.
I mean,
you'd be like, what the?
You know what's crazy about that, though? You know what's crazy about that? My girlfriend worships KKK, and she calls me a moon cricket all the time.
Oh, my goodness. No way.
You don't know about the moon crickets?
Wow, that's crazy. So, Monique, you got any shout-outs you want to give?
No,
live on the air?
Guys, I just thought I'd listen and call in, and that's it. Just a big shout-out to y'all and the Bell family.
Oh, I know that's right. Thank you.
Now,
well, thank you for calling in.
I ask you a quick question.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
I need you to tell me what you think about Jamie Foxx's ever-changing hairline.
I think Jamie Foxx is bald at this point.
Oh, wow. Monique is just giving it straight tonight.
I didn't even hear it. It broke up on me.
I said, I think Jamie needs to go bald at this point.
She said he needs to go bald at this point. She said he needs to go bald at this point.
Oh, okay.
Monique is not holding back. I love it. Monique, we're going to have you on the line when we do our next roundtable because I can see you're going to be off the hook.
I'm ready. Whenever you're ready, let me know. I'm down.
Yeah, I see that. Our next roundtable, Monique is going to be a part of that. So we're going to hook that up.
Well,
all right, Miss Monique. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in the PD Radio.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
I will. You guys have a good night.
All right,
all
you
right,
too.
Thank you. You too.
Here we go.
It's time. Black.
Four Steps TV.
What'd you say?
I said, what's that, Miss Petey?
I thought you said something else. I'm sorry. I'm tripping. All right. It's,
that's because you're in the gutter. That's why.
It is time, Black, to get back into the music. Don't you think it's time for some more music?
Yeah, we're going to kick it real quick. Here we go.
What we going to kick it with? What you going to get them?
I don't know. Whatever's next in the queue, baby.
Radio.
My song. Here we go.
Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at poeticdesigns.net. At poeticdesigns.net.
makes the remix so deadly.
That's right.
And down, Zuma be my pal like Shazam. I'm running to you like shoes on you who's, and I choose from the fly things that you do. You dudes, can't you see like total? Kissing you got Gina running from the boulder. Hit me on my car phone, and if you got the hydro, with me and you throw. We can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
I just want to let everybody know that
that
I want to give mad love to P. Diddy for butchering all those goddamn careers.
All
that
of
man,
them. And last one of
hey, I want to give him a standing, even though I'm sitting down.
Give it to
him. I'm
going to
give him a standing up. No, I can't do that. Because he done booked
too
many careers.
Boy. I'm telling you, he has some good people out. And where they at? That's so bad. P. Diddy,
yeah,
you need to be shaming yourself.
It's a shame.
Butchering them careers like that. For your own
game. Sad boys. Yeah.
He just looked at them all. When he signed their contract, he was like, take that, take that, take that.
Exactly. People still fighting over royalty checks. He got Shine calling him up talking about something.
Don't nobody know nothing.
No.
Where my damn money at?
Somebody knows something.
Somebody knows
something. Yeah, G Money knows something.
Yeah. Buffy know them. He know them damn checks at royalty.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. Tis the season, Puffy. You know you can always undo it. You know, get him something. Going to that huge bank account. No, give them a little something, something for their troubles.
Right. You stupid.
Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
A lot of giving.
A lot of giving. Speaking of giving, Black.
What's up?
Because it's Christmas time, and, you know, people, they short on money, you know. And, you know, got a lot of bills to pay. You might have a big family. You want to give everybody something, but the budget just not calling for it. So, you know, you got to go the inexpensive route when it comes to Christmas, you know, for certain family members. So these are just some ideas I'm going to throw out, inexpensive gift ideas for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is you can buy coffee mugs and glasses. You could fill it with candy, hot cocoa, and, you know, other fun stuff, fun little treats. You know, put a little bow on it, and Merry Christmas. It's
damn,
the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts. At least you're not showing up empty-handed. That's all I'm saying. A cute little mug. You know, get a cute little mug with something on it, you know, fill it with candies, tie it up, wrap it up pretty. You know, and it's all about the presentation, too. Don't forget that.
You
know what I mean? It's all about the presentation. Another thing you could do, inexpensive, if you're if you're crafty, if you're, you know, if you like to bake, if you like to cook, you can always make, you know, batches of cookies, put them on a nice little plate, wrap them up with the cellophane, tie a pretty festive bow on it, and give that as a Christmas gift. Everybody loves cookies. Can't go wrong with that. You know, I'm just saying. Inexpensive gifts for Christmas. How about another thing you can do, if you don't really have money, you know, to spend on a gift, even if it's inexpensive, why don't you give somebody your time? So what you can do is you can go on your computer, make up little vouchers, and what you can do is create a gift certificate. Stop laughing.
Sorry.
I'm so serious right now. You can make a little gift certificate, and you can give somebody a weekend of babysitting, a day of house cleaning, You know, you can run errands for them, you know, stuff like that. So that's always, you know, a good gift, inexpensive, something you can do that a person might really appreciate, you know. You'd be like, hey, you could use your voucher this weekend. I'll keep the kids. You go out and enjoy yourself. Nice gift. And they don't have to pay you. So I'm just saying. you can go out. You can buy a Christmas stocking, or you can make one. I've made quite a few Christmas stockings, and they came out so cute. You could put somebody's name on the Christmas stocking. You know, if you buy, you can buy a cheap one at the dollar store. They have them. You know, but jazz it up. You know, maybe take the glitter paint, put their name on it or something, and fill it with, like, you know, a book or some treats and stuff like that. Merry Christmas. I'm just saying.
Or what you can do is you can give up some.
Wow.
I'm done. Sorry, I'm not even
on
board.
Wow, yeah, you are done. You are really done. Yeah, you're really done.
Same.
Stop it.
People need to stop being stingy during the holidays. I'm messing around. My fellas, I'm tired of the fellas not calling me.
They scared. They don't want their woman to be after them. They scared.
Because the only thing your woman going,
No, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Only thing your woman going what?
Not Nathan.
Why are you scared?
Go right ahead, Miss PD.
You choked up, Black. Uh-huh,
I'm censoring myself.
You do that. Another gift that you can give, inexpensive, if you know somebody who likes figurines, things like that, you could find like the little dolphins, elephants, angels, or bells, anything, you know, cute, you know, as far as a figurine, people sometimes they collect. You know, you can always find something like that inexpensive and give that as a Christmas gift as well. You can always give, you could buy a calendar or a day planner, you know, for the following year to give as a Christmas gift. Some people, you know, they don't really go out and buy calendars, so you're giving them a gift, you know. Include like a cute little pen to go with it or something like that. It's the thought that counts, Black. Another cute gift to give, which is always nice because everybody loves these, candles. You can buy an assortment of candles, very inexpensive, you know. If you know the person's favorite color or, you know, their favorite scent, you could pick a candle in that area, present it in a light, nice little basket. Boom, there you go. Inexpensive, you know, not hurting the pockets. All right, my last two things that you can never go wrong with. I think you and E talked about this on the last show. Look, they're practical gifts, but they're good gifts, too.
Great.
You can never go wrong with buying gloves, scarves, hat, socks, or underwear. Inexpensive. Put in a cute little Christmas bag. Merry Christmas. Can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong, but I think the whole gift given day is saturated with that type of stuff. Saturated.
Okay, the point of this, Black, is for people who are short on money. Maybe they don't have the money to do something on a bigger scale. So these are just little suggestions. I mean, like for me, I know how to be crafty, but everybody's not crafty. So this is stuff, and also a lot of people don't want to put a lot of thought into it. They don't have time to try to think what each individual person would like. So if you buy a collection of these things, it makes it easier for you. I always keep little extra gifts, you know what I mean? Just in case somebody pops up that I didn't know was coming. It might be a little box with gloves in it or, you know, something like that, a scarf. But it's just extra stuff that I keep, you know, just in case, you know, something like that comes up. But no, those are just some things to throw out there for you for Christmas. It's sneaking up, guys. It's right around the corner, so I hope you guys are done your shopping. I'm done with my shopping. I think I have I have like three more things to get, but, you know, me, I'll end up getting more. Why are you all up in mine?
Hey,
why are you
I'm
so concerned about what it is that I got to get?
Everybody who I forgot, I'm giving out toenail clippers. That's what I'm giving out.
A lot of people need those.
I'm talking about get your life right with those, boy.
And some razors, shave them legs. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Toenail clippers and razors.
That's right.
And shaving cream. Add that to the list. And clear fingernail polish. Add that to the list, too.
Right.
You know what else you could put on the list? Some head and shoulders. For all y'all, for mm-hmm. all y'all that got dandruff problems, head and shoulders. Medicated.
That's right. You flaking. Gotta get you right. Gotta get it right.
Mm-mm.
You know, so we had this one guy
lotion.
I used to work at. We used to call him Parmesan because he had the crazy flakes in his head. Nickname was Parmesan. You know it's that.
That's nasty. That's nasty. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be caked up too? Nasty.
Mm.
Mm-mm. Oh, another good gift, guys. Please put this on your list. I know a lot of y'all know people who could use it. Chapstick. Lip balm. They need it. In the wintertime.
Right. Get your blistex up.
Them crusty lips is not working. Them white lips and them white corners. No.
Get your T.O. on. Get your Terrell Owens lips right.
A lot of people, too, right, can use some of that Crest tooth whitening.
Oh.
You put that on the list.
Mm.
Oh, wait. I got another one, Black. I got another one. Nose trimmers. Nose and ear trimmers. That's
there
a great gift to get somebody because, you know, all them hairs hanging from your nose is not attractive. And when they coming out your ear like a jungle, that's just nasty.
See? That's
so
what
I'm saying.
About.
You know, these are practical
gifts.
That and
didn't make
inexpensive.
No sense. But now.
No, what I said makes sense.
Nah.
See, that's.
It makes sense.
Not, you
these
don't have
gifts
a
right here
mind.
Make
Goodbye.
Sense because people can use them.
Goodbye.
That's right.
They can use everything else I said. People can use candles. People can use gloves, scarves, and socks. Always. People
they
like
don't
figurines.
Need gloves when
you
they cutting
them
toenails.
You stupid. People can use gift certificates for vouchers. They can use that. So don't be downplaying my list, Black.
Nah, that's nice. That's good.
There's going to be some consequences and repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take your cornbread.
Yep.
Chill.
Oh, man, he's trying to buck up on me.
Right. I'm done. We need to get back into some more music, Black, because I'm done right now. I'm getting really, really silly.
I see that. The air is getting real thin around here. Here we go. PD Radio.
Goodbye. PD Radio.
I'm a good man. Them handcuffs me, lady. And what
Miss Petey.
Mr. Black, another good show. I enjoy myself tonight. I always do. I have so much fun on Petey Radio. And I always have fun with you. You're a great co-host. Be doing your thing. So shout out to you, Black.
A little something.
Yeah. You might get something extra for Christmas for being such a good host. You might get a PD Christmas bonus. We shall see.
Yeah, I need
some socks. I got you. That's nothing.
Take me out of something.
I want to give a shout out to the boss, Bassie Nicholas Cage, for calling in tonight, chatting it up with us for a minute. I want to also give a shout out to Tell All Radio on the Six Man Radio, Miss Jasmine, for calling in tonight. Make sure you check out her show every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. And also check out the boss, the Bad C, with his lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle, every Saturday night from 7:30 to 9:30. And check out everybody under the Six Man Radio roster. We got something for you every night of the week. You can't go wrong with Six Man Radio. You just can't go wrong. And I also want to give a shout out to the beautiful Monique for calling in tonight and telling it like it is.
Monique,
shout out. Shout out to you, Monique, for calling in. We appreciate that. PD Radio loves you. We're going to have you back on the show to bust it up with us. So, you know, it's the holiday season, guys. You know, get your shopping done. Try to get it done as early as possible so when the day comes, you can kind of just chill and kick back, you know? Don't go into the new year stressed out. Just be chill.
That's right.
Thanks, Black. Gotta be chill going into the new year. Black.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I thought I lost you. Got some closing remarks before we get out of here?
Yeah, this is a time to, give and, Actually, this isn't a time to give. It's time to give all year round. So don't, get back into your Grinch skin after this is over. So, you know, try to keep things going and just remember to do the right thing. Just going to leave it on that note.
That's right. I co-sign that.
That's right.
So, love to everyone. We really appreciate everyone who tuned in tonight. And if you're going back to check out the archives later, we appreciate that as well. Tell your friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell everybody they know to check out PD Radio. We're trying to broaden our listening base, so help us spread the word. PD Radio, we're here to entertain you every week. We do this for you guys. We enjoy it very much. Thank you all for listening. You could have been anywhere, but you're here with us. So good night from PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Good night.
I don't have time for that.